Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey guys, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today's episode is a birth story. We sit down and chat with Jennifer. Jennifer is actually 6 months pregnant at the time that we speak with her. So it's an ongoing home birth story, one that we will follow up with you and bring you part two once baby is earthside. But this is Jennifer's first child. And Jennifer is passionate about helping others to live healthier, more compassionate, and eco-friendly lives through the power of making plant-powered choices. All of that to say, Jennifer is vegan and pregnant and planning a home birth, and we think all of those things are awesome, and her lifestyle and the things that she does really influence her process of preparing and choosing home birth. You know, she's made the shift into self-improvement and personal development over the past about 7 years, and she's been really focused on being an informed human being and doing research when it comes to her important life decisions. Enter birth, a very important life decision. So like many of us, Jennifer watched the business of being born and was really inspired and impacted and thought, this is what birth is supposed to be like. This is motherhood. So I'm really excited for you to hear Jennifer's story and where she's at right now. And I think she's a great inspiration as far as health and lifestyle for pregnant moms out there. And let's hear what Jennifer has to say. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Great talking with you, Jennifer. We are super excited to just to hear where you're at and your story. And so thanks so much for joining us on the Doing It at Home podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Great, great. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you're up to, so that listeners can hear about another beautiful face to home birth, to the whole experience.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, I'm Jennifer, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's in city, but I don't live on the strip like most people think that if you live in Las Vegas, then
that you have to live there, right?
That's where you live.
Right.
You live in a casino. And I basically grew up here. I was born in Los Angeles, but I moved here when I was four. So I'm here. My family's here. My immediate family's here. Mom and sisters. Dad passed away about 2 years ago. And then my boyfriend is originally from California as well. And he lives here with his immediate family. And we're all very family oriented. So we have big family here who loves us and is also very excited for my baby. And this is going to be my first baby. I'm 6 months pregnant right now.
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm very excited.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, honestly. I think I've had a pretty easy pregnancy so far. A little bit of nausea at the beginning, which I think is normal. But other than that, I feel like I've just been overall really happy and excited to have this baby. And I'm also vegan, and that's a really big part of my lifestyle. And I have a website and everything to go along with being a vegan consultant for people. So that's a big part of what I do as well.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So vegan consultant, does that mean you help people with either the shift into that kind of lifestyle or maintaining it, and you're a resource for food and things otherwise?
Yes, absolutely. So I want to help people kind of transition into it. I know sometimes it's a little harder. People don't really, you know, grasp the full concept of veganism, or they think it's something that's just like, oh, I can never eat meat or dairy or anything again. And for me, it's about what you start incorporating into your diet, into your lifestyle, you know, starting with fruits and vegetables and a lot of the healthy foods versus what you take out, and just kind of making that shift gradually over time. How the same thing is how it was for me.
That's great. Now I'm curious, because I'm sure listeners are probably wondering, some of the smaller minded folk out there might have some opinions on being vegan and pregnant. I'm just curious what your, how you've navigated that, or if you've had to, you know, that there's this idea that like you can't be vegan and pregnant or something, which I don't personally believe, but I'm just curious how you circumvent that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been vegan for 5 years. Originally started as a pescatarian about 7.5 years ago. And so for me, I'm well equipped to,
right.
to answer the naysayers. But a lot of people do ask me, and not mostly for me, they ask, oh, are you going to raise your baby vegan? Mm. And I think that's where kind of they feel like it's unsafe for some reason. I'm like, well, yes, I'm this way. So, you know, I'm going to raise my child the same way. I mean, being vegan and pregnant, it's been, for me, really easy. There are certain things, but I think with any pregnancy, you have to just kind of look at your nutrition in general and see, you know, make sure you're getting enough of the nutrients and protein and everything that you need. I think everyone needs to do that, and a lot of people kind of don't. They just kind of eat whatever.
Yeah.
But as a vegan, I've always kind of focused more on it, because people always question you. So you have to be prepared to answer, you know, oh, where do you get your protein and your calcium, and how do you get enough of this and this? So I personally also enjoy it. So I like, you know, researching and making sure that I'm, you know, giving my baby optimal nutrition as well as myself.
That's amazing. That's great. And for any wondering right now, I will include links to everything Jennifer has as far as resources and her Instagram and website and whatever in this show notes. So if you're curious about being vegan and pregnant, or, you know, just want to learn more about it, we'll make you available to support people in that journey.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have a friend who's a vegan, and I don't know, is he not really a bodybuilder, but he's like insanely fit.
Yes.
And so just like
insanely fit.
Yeah. And like you were saying, you know, he gets questions all the time about where do you get your protein and where do you get all your nutrients? And so like you have to, you know, just be knowledgeable, and it's cool that you're so comfortable with who you are, and you can just navigate and handle those questions, because I can only imagine some of the feedback and opinions that others have had that they've shared with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't been too tough for me. I think people, since I do my research and I'm well equipped, I think people don't tend to ask me. Well, I mean, as far as people like in my circle, people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe strangers will kind of question it, but I think people kind of trust me and my judgment and don't question me too much.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Okay. So what about home birth? Was home birth similar in that vein of people trusting your decision-making process, or how did that come up for you deciding that you wanted to have a home birth?
Yeah. So home birth, I feel like it all kind of started in the same time frame when I first took the journey into starting originally pescatarian the 7.5 years ago. That kind of started my shift into self development, self improvement. And I just started learning a lot about everything, like waking up to what the meat and the dairy industry are like, really woke me up to just everything else. I didn't used to question things as much, and kind of didn't used to do it as much research, and kind of realizing that there was, you know, that this was going on in front of me and I wasn't aware to it, made me start to question everything else. Everything from, you know, religion to ideologies to just everything. And so then I got into the phase of watching documentaries and reading all these books, and got me into this whole rabbit hole. And that's when I originally watched The Business of Being Born. So it's probably about like 6 years ago that I watched that documentary. And I have no clue now that I look back why I even watched it, because I wasn't planning on having children at that time. I mean, me and my boyfriend were together. We've been together for 10 years. But yeah, I have no clue why I watched it, but I watched it. And I remember like watching it and just crying, like bawling my eyes out. And I was like, this is what it's supposed to be like. This is motherhood. I understand it. And even during that time, I remember even questioning children, like, do I want children? My boyfriend's very family oriented and he definitely wanted children. But I had kind of uncertainties of, you know, whether this is something I wanted to begin with. And I remember after watching the documentary, I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. And I do want children, and it all makes sense now. Like before, the whole hospital, giving birth, everything sounded scary. And then after watching it, I was like, oh, it's natural. And I get it. And it all makes sense. So that kind of just stuck with me. And I remember like watching it, going downstairs and telling him, when we have kids, we're doing it at home and we're having a home birth. And he's like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? So we didn't talk about it too much during that time. And I don't think it really ever came up again until I found out I was pregnant, you know, this past year. Maybe we would mention it a little bit, but he didn't really, you know, ask questions because we weren't planning on it just yet. Or we kept pushing a baby a year. Every year we would say, oh, next year, but we hadn't really, started to plan for the baby. And so when it happened, we were like, okay, well, I want to do a home birth. And he's like, okay, well, I need to learn more about it.
That's great.
Like, okay, well, we'll start with the documentary. And as soon as he watched it, he did the same thing. He's like, okay, yeah, this makes complete sense. And, you know, I totally understand. And because he's the same way as me, and we both just love to research and learn and grow. So it was he definitely got on board right away.
That's awesome. And what's his name?
Jose.
Jose. Very cool.
Wow. So sounded like The Business of Being Born was a big catalyst, which is very common. I hear that a lot in moms that I talk to who go with home birth. That's been such a huge influence and this like really great, like you said, image and picture of like, this is what it can be like. And this is what, you know, the emotionality of it, like hitting you like it did. What other things along the way did you seek out or came as a result of watching The Business of Being Born that added to your feeling and your pull to do home birth? Was there anything else?
Yeah, I think just, I went online, did some more research, listened to you guys' podcast once I found out, and just trying to get more information. I feel like The Business of Being Born is really the main thing, but it really just made me think that I trust my body. It's the same thing with, you know, food and everything else that I'm putting into my body. Like our bodies naturally know how to do this process. I watched my dog give birth and she was, you know, comfortable and didn't cry or howl or do anything crazy like we see it in the movies. And it all just made sense to me. So for me, it was, you know, knowing that I can do this, and then, yeah, listening to other people's stories or reading articles about other people's stories, and knowing that this is possible and kind of eliminating that fear of, you know, the risks of, or the risk that people think is associated to having a home birth.
Right. And what's your prenatal care process been like? Are you working with midwives? Do you have a doula? What's that mm-hmm. been like since you found out you were pregnant?
Yeah, so at first I did go to general doctor, and then general doctor sent me to OBGYN, and I started with doctor at first just because this is a kind of unexpected pregnancy, and we went to the doctor for a couple visits. I knew I did want to do it at home, so I reached out online to ask people for you know, what midwives they recommended. And we have a really great place here in Vegas called Well-Rounded Mama. And it's a center where there's a few midwives that you can choose from. They have classes. They have birthing classes to a lactation circle to, you know, a little store where you can get a lot of kind of holistic things for moms. It's really, really great brick and mortar place. That's where I ended up going to get my midwife. So I only interviewed one midwife. I had asked, you know, online and sent out some emails and reached out to some people, but I ended up just going to Well-Rounded Mama and really loving the midwife I have there. So, you know, once I went to her, that's kind of been the all my appointments have been with her after.
Great. That's Well-Rounded Mama. I made a note of that, and I'll include a link in the show notes to that for anyone in your area who's interested in resources and connecting with midwives. That's a cool name, too. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very appropriate.
Now, you said you went online and you asked people for, you know, just like resources. Where did you go online? Was it a specific website or like a Facebook group or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a Facebook group. There's a local one here in like the Las Vegas Breastfeeding Moms. It's very the title is very very specific, but it's actually just, you know, a group of moms. So they're constantly posting about different mom things, and I asked kind of a lot of them, you know, who they've used specifically. And there was a midwife I had met years ago, but I reached out to her and she never replied, so I was kind of disappointed with that. But maybe she's not a midwife anymore. That was a very long time ago.
Cool. Yeah, the reason I asked is because we did an episode, I don't remember which one it was, but we talked about online groups and Facebook groups. And one of the things that we found is there are, you know, home birth or like you said, breastfeeding or natural birth Facebook groups in just about every major city. So if you're listening right now and you're wondering where you can go to just start the conversation, do what Jennifer did and hop over to Facebook and search for groups in your area. And then you can ask people, you know, hey, who has anybody used a midwife or a doula in, you know, this town? And a lot of times people are sharing great, very valuable resources on those Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
So do you see your midwife monthly at this stage, or is it starting to ramp up a little bit more? What are your appointments like, and what's the process of care been like for you?
Yeah, so at this point, it is monthly still. And the process is basically we just have either 30-minute to 1-hour appointments once a month. And yeah, we just go in. I can ask all the questions. I don't feel so, it was good to go to the doctor first and then go to the midwife because you see kind of the difference.
Well, and, you know, when yes, I went, you do.
When, yeah, when you go to the doctor and they're just like, oh, hey, you're pregnant. Okay. Everything's good. And just send you on your way.
Yeah.
And so it's just a very quick interaction. And even I never actually got to see the doctor I was seeing when I went originally to the doctor. She was the nurse practitioner because the doctor, and I chose specifically that doctor because I know he's the like only doctor in Vegas who's very natural birth. Okay. So I was like, well, if you know the midwife thing doesn't work, then I want a doctor who's going to support, you know, natural labor. But I never even got to see him because he's always so busy. Mm. When I went to a few appointments, I was already in like my second trimester, I think, when I switched over. But still, you know, 3-4 appointments in and I hadn't even seen the doctor, just a nurse practitioner. And she was just, yeah, very quick and very nice and friendly. But it's, yes, just a very in and out experience compared to the midwife. You sit down, you talk for an hour,
yeah.
You know, helps answer any questions, concerns, you know, very caring and listening and empathetic. And and I've also, she referred me out to do my ultrasounds because they don't do them there.
Right.
So it's been interesting also going to a doctor to do ultrasound because the doctor that she sent me to is actually, he specializes in high-risk pregnancies. She just works with them all together. does it perinatals, but that doctor specifically, he's very great doctor as well, very caring and attentive, and you know, he sits down and kind of sits close to you and really listens. But I think he has his high-risk pregnancy hat on all the time. Mm. So he kind of is looking for things to try and just maybe over precautious and try to question a lot of things. So it's been interesting seeing that as well, because now I feel like there's, with the doctor, there's a little bit more intervention than I wanted already. I'm like, well, yeah. And I'm not even... you know, going to deliver with you.
Right.
But he wants to see me. He wants to see me weekly for ultrasounds, and he wanted to start me on a medication and all these things. And I'm like, wait. Like, this is not what I want. So we need to tone it down a little bit. And I spoke to my midwife about the concerns too. And she's like, yeah, I think he's being a little overzealous. And, you know, definitely question, is all this necessary? And so that we're at that stage, but that has really helped me kind of see how moms can be so easily convinced to do something that they don't want to do. Oof. Especially with the medication that he actually didn't even talk to me about it in the office. My thyroid level is normal, but he says it should be lower for a pregnant woman. So he wanted to start me on medication for thyroid. And I'm the type of person who won't take medication unless I've done my research and I've done my homework, and the benefits are going to greatly outweigh the risk, or if it's something not too severe. Sure. And I trust my body. It heals itself. It's supposed to be doing what it's supposed to be doing. So I won't even take, you know, pain medication unless, you know, I feel like my arm's going to fall off or something like that. Yeah. But he called and left me a voicemail and said, oh, you know, doctor wants to start you on this medication. We didn't even talk about it in the office. I was like, wait a minute. You know, we didn't even talk about it. And you just leave me a voicemail and you just want to know my pharmacy information. And I don't even have a pharmacy. we did talk about it at the next appointment and called back. And I was like, no, you know, I want to talk to him about it first. And he did understand. He's, you know, like I said, he is very attentive. Mm. But that kind of fear-based thinking, because then I started thinking, well, what if I need it? And, you know, what, you know, what if this is severe? And I started to kind of go stress myself out about it.
Yeah.
And sure.
It makes it so easy for moms to think, then they just trust, you know, most women kind of trust their doctor and trust that he's a specialist without questioning things. So it's easy for someone to just go into the hospital and the doctor says, oh, you need to have a C-section, and you don't really question it, or you need to do this and this, and the moms don't question it, because they're, of course, you're thinking about your baby and you want everything to go great, but they just kind of do what they're told to do, kind of more of that fear-based mentality.
Yeah. And some of the things that we've heard in other stories is that a lot of moms don't know that they have the option to say no. You know, mm-hmm. some of the moms who've given birth in a hospital and then chose to do a home birth later, they didn't realize that they could say no to something when mm-hmm. the doctor or the nurses were wanting to do it. And, you know, it's like you said, some of that fear-based, the cautious type of mentality that we experienced. We experienced a little bit of it. And your story is actually paralleling our experience quite closely. And so how have you been managing receiving certain information from the doctor and they want to do different things, and then understanding, you know, where you're at and you want to take a more holistic, natural approach? How have you been sort of managing that those potentially like emotional up and down that comes with that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm not a person who gets stressed out very easily. So at first, yeah, when they said, oh, you know, we have to come in and do the ultrasound because, you know, we want to check the heart. And of course, that is an emotional thing. You're like, oh, you want to make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah.
But then with the first visit, they're like, oh, everything's perfect. We just want you to come in weekly so you can keep checking that everything's perfect, basically. And then that's when I was like, oh, I think you guys just want to charge the insurance. But and of course, I went online, did some research, and kind of seeing what potentially could happen. And based on the doctor too, you know, he's telling me everything is good. We're just being kind of precautious. So for me, it hasn't been too emotional. I'm not the type of person who gets stressed too easily. Just kind of that beginning thing, and my boyfriend's the same way. And he loves doing research as well. So, you know, and it's good to have that support system. I have a great support system with him. He goes to all my doctor's appointments with me, just with you guys. I know that you guys are the same.
Way to go, Jose. That's awesome.
Yes. So it's, you know, we always talk about everything together and what the best decision is going to be. So it hasn't been too bad for me in that aspect of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I want to switch gears a little bit. I'm really curious to hear about your home birth vision and to hear, you know, if you were to map out how you want your birthday, your baby's birthday to go, what that looks like for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, at home. And I do want to do a water birth. So we want to do, and well-rounded mama also does tub rentals. Nice. So they'll go, they'll set it up for you before you're about to have the baby, and then they clean up. So we plan to do that. And yeah, just being able to, you know, relax at home, being able to go in and out of water as I please. Of course, my boyfriend will be there along with my mom and his mom.
Okay.
And that's midwife. Great. And yeah, that's pretty much going to be our team as well.
That's beautiful.
I didn't feel like I needed a doula just because I do have the support of Jose. We have never done this before, so maybe for next one I'll consider something else. But for right now, I do have, and moms are very, very supportive as well and very attentive. So I know that they'll do a great job. But yeah, I just want to be at home and relaxed. I have two little dogs, but I think that they'll be at grandma's house while we're giving birth, just because the little miniature pincher is quite playful and active, and she will want to play with her ball inside of the water tub.
I was just going to say someone wants to jump in the tub.
She definitely will. I'm sure she'll throw her ball in there and bark at me hysterically. So she's going to stay at grandma's for the duration of the birth.
I think that's totally fine.
Your vision sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, you and Jose are so prepared. It's really great that you have him as being so involved. And like you said, you are really into researching and learning things for yourself and empowering yourself. And he's on board with that. I mean, you guys are rocking it. Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
What else are you doing for your own personal preparation, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically? Is there any sort of class or techniques, meditation, anything you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been doing a hypnobirthing audible course.
Great.
So I've been listening to that book, and we do want to take a birthing class as well. Well, Rounded Mama, I haven't picked one out yet. We'll do that in the third trimester. I'm still in second trimester, so I have a couple weeks to go. Mm-hmm. So we haven't decided specifically on which one, but I know they have like hypnobirthing ones too. I'm not sure specifically which one we'll choose, but we plan to do a class and do practice meditation, doing some, you know, bonding with the baby meditation and just meditation in the morning, some like stretching yoga to help as well. I used to be, you know, pretty active before baby. I'm a runner also. Haven't ran as much during my pregnancy, but I still do some light yoga and meditation. I think that definitely just helps prepare the body and the mind for birth.
Absolutely. I love it. I dig that. All of it. Yes. All the things, Jennifer. You're rocking it.
Yeah, I got a huge grin over here. I'm like, man, you're getting it. That's so cool.
I think it's a huge paradigm smasher and shifter for people too, who so many things that you can have an active, healthy pregnancy. One, that's something I think a lot of people are still wrapping their heads around, you know, the expectation that you just prop your feet up from day one and don't do anything. And also the type of lifestyle you're leading, being really informed and educated and thinking, no, I'm not just going to accept something just because a doctor said it or because someone else said it. Like, I'm going to explore it for myself and see what it means for me and what, you know, my own evaluation process. I think that's a really cool common trait we've seen in a lot of home birth moms, is this desire to figure things out for themselves, to take a really proactive role in what happens with their bodies, their families, their health. And I think it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when is your guest date?
So it's at the end of May. Originally they had said May 31st, and then they switched it to May 24th. And then when they did another ultrasound, they're like, oh, I don't know why they switched it. Seems like it's closer to May 31st. So I'm just saying end of May now.
End of May.
maybe early June. We'll find out.
Yeah, total emphasis on guests.
Yeah.
I mean, they kept it as May 24th, but I'm not going to, you know, stress out about it. And the midwife said the same thing. She's like, yeah, if she wants to come in June, then, you know, we'll let her come whenever she wants to come. I agree.
And so I just heard you say her, so you're having a baby girl?
Yes, baby girl.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh, mushy. So cute. Jennifer, we're so grateful to you for sharing this precious, sacred time that you're in right now as you prepare for this amazing experience. I'm personally so excited for you, and I'm really excited that listeners get to hear you at this stage as well. And if you're open and you can fit in a few minutes after baby arrives, we would love to talk to you afterwards to hear about the birthing experience.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I would love to.
Yes. And, you know, she can be in the background cooing and aahing. We love that. That just adds to the richness of the interview. So we've had Maya in the background of our interviews, if you've heard it before. And so it only adds to it. So she can come along, too.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Before you go, actually, I just realized, Jennifer, what is your website and your Instagram? I want people to be able to connect with you there.
Yes, absolutely. So it's veganconsultant.com.
Veganconsultant.com. Okay.
Yes. And that's what it is for everything. That's my Instagram at veganconsultant, Facebook veganconsultant, Twitter veganconsultant. Yeah, everything veganconsultant. Cool.
Awesome. And then like Sarah said, we will put links to all of your stuff in the show notes over at diahpodcast.com. And we'll also link out to some of the resources you mentioned, Jennifer, like Business of Being Born, Well-Rounded Mama. For anybody who's in the Las Vegas area, they might want to check that out. And Jennifer, you're amazing. Like Sarah said, we are super excited for you and Jose, and can't wait to talk to you in a few months.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm excited too.
Awesome. You have a great one, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.